This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As you've been hearing, lawmakers are running out of options to avoid a possible government shutdown tonight. There doesn't seem to be much room for negotiation, given the positions staked out by the Senate and hardline Republicans in the House. But there may be one tiny patch of common ground over a component of the health care reform law that puts an extra tax on medical devices. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
There's a 2.3% tax on things like insulin pumps and defibrillators. Tim McBride teaches public health at Washington University in St. Louis, and he says the medical device tax is one of a handful of new taxes in the Affordable Care Act.
There's taxes on pharmaceutical companies, on hospitals. There's a fee given by the insurance companies.
An estimated 30 million Americans who don't have health insurance will get insurance. And that means the healthcare industry is going to get millions of new customers. Michael Sperrer is a professor of health policy at Columbia.
The argument is they're going to do better. If everybody's insured, then the providers and the makers of the medical devices and everybody else does a little bit better. So under that theory, they can pay a little tax to help pay for it.
But the companies who make these devices say that's not happening, and it's hurting their bottom line. There are some Democrats who side with the companies, but President Obama and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid have said they're not interested in any spending bill that would change the health care law. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.